I read or listen to the news like you do with a Christian worldview, and especially an ear for how things are corroborating these centuries-old Bible prophecies that let us know that we're in the last days. And then every week we try to present what we call a prophecy update. Believers and non-believers are familiar with the phrase, the mark of the beast. Comes, of course, from the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. The beast is a description of the coming world leader that we more commonly call the Antichrist. At first, he's going to be hailed as the greatest peacemaker the world has ever known because he'll sign a peace treaty with the nation of Israel, guaranteeing their safety and seemingly bringing peace to that region. But 3.5 years later, he will declare himself God and go into the temple of God and demand that his followers swear allegiance to him. In order to compel them to swear allegiance, this Antichrist will assume total control of the economy. No one's going to be able to buy or sell anything or conduct any business of any kind unless they have sworn allegiance to him. Now, how is he going to accomplish this? Well, the Apostle John saw something that he called a mark in everyone's hand or forehead by which they conducted their daily business and commerce. Whatever this is, it becomes the mark of the beast when the Antichrist makes his demand and he just shuts you off if you're not with him. It seems likely that what John saw was a system of commerce that depends on biometric data of some type, read by electronic scanners of some type. In other words, everyone will be identified by some unique biometric data in a database that can be easily electronically accessed. Ours is the first generation in the history of the world that could fulfill this prophecy right now. What's more, it might already be coming upon us. On May 10, a credible conservative source, Wired.com, posted a story titled, Biometric Database of All Adult Americans Hidden in Immigration Reform. Here's the excerpts from the article. The immigration reform measure the Senate began debating would create a national biometric database of virtually every adult in the United States in what privacy groups fear could be the first step to a national identification system. Buried in the more than 800 pages of the bipartisan legislation is language mandating the creation of the innocuously named Photo Tool, a massive federal database administered by the Department of Homeland Security and containing names, ages, social security numbers, and photographs of everyone in the country with a driver's license or other state-issued photo ID. Now, I'm not saying that immigration reform is the mark of the beast or even that it is this system envisioned by John in the Revelation. What's interesting to me about these things is that you see how what John saw in the first century could easily happen today for the first time ever. We literally could go overnight to some electronic database system by which you have to do business. I remember, it's kind of a silly example, but I remember, I'm old enough to remember when ATMs first came out. Who remembers that? You remember that you used to have to go in and talk to a real person to get your money, your real money. Now everything happens through the machine. And I was with Bank of America at the time, and they gave you the choice. They said, "Do you want to have one of these cards to go, you know, a debit card to go to the ATM and all that?" And I said no because I like the bank tellers. And then every year they give you a choice, and then finally 1 year they just send you the card and say, "Yeah, this is you. And if you want to do business with us, you're going to have this. You can still come into the bank if you want, but you're going to do this." And so all I'm saying is that we live in the time that John saw, and we're the first people ever to live in that time. We're the people who are seeing prophecy come true before our very eyes. Now, we're not going to be here when the Antichrist makes his demands. We will have been resurrected from the dead or raptured when Jesus Christ comes to remove his church before any portion of the Great Tribulation. The question always is, are you ready for that rapture? If you're not ready, then you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.